We've got episode 5 of the Real Housewives of London, and it is still impressing me. We have had the ladies playing padel or paddle.
Or paddle.
Or pickleball.
It's pickleball for London people.
Padel. When they called it padel, this is why I love the show. Because I'm like, this is just, I don't know. I love it. I love their outfits, how they're all dressed to go and play paddle, pickleball, whatever it is. We finally have Juliet Angus. She's entered the chat. So we've had another Caroline scene. And I'm really liking how they're working her into it. I don't think it's overkill.
It's seamless. She's the perfect friend of that should be a housewife but can't be because she's so, you know, she's so ingrained now in Dubai. Yeah. Like they're using her to the best of their abilities. It's awesome.
It's perfection. So the way that she has worked in, and she's not overpowering the other women. She comes in. I did think at one point, why are we seeing her more than Juliet Angus? But then she joined and I was like, okay, we can all take a deep breath. She's in.
Yep.
And it has exploded. They've had a picnic and it is wild. And I love the drama. I am loving Amanda when she turned around to Juliet Angus and said it was slim pickings in COVID for friends. And they're calling her a white witch, which she's offended by, but it's amazing. The season is delivering on all levels. I love their outfits. You know, sometimes you watch Housewives and you see they're trying really hard.
Yeah.
And it always comes off, like sometimes it comes off a bit costumey. I think their outfits are really good. I think the way that they're interacting and the fights that sort of bouncing from one person to another, it's not the same two people and they're not just picking on one person all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's amazing.
It's giving everything. The fashion is giving. The landscape is giving. Like they're going to these beautiful places. They were at Buckingham Palace, for God's sake. I mean, we've got Panthea attending the tea party or whatever it is. And when she describes the way she had to push her way to the front of this crowd so that she was in the front row, I can picture her doing that. I just thought it was bloody hilarious.
She's tiny, so she could work her way through the crowd.
Yeah, and she's trying to take a selfie. She's got the phone. I thought that was fantastic. I do, like, if you look at how everyone's playing their different roles, everyone's really settling into their own. So you've got, you know, you've got Juliet Angus now and Amanda who've got their beef. You had Juliet Mayhew and Panthea having their thing, Karen and her thing. I find Nessie is kind of like the awkward peacemaker on the side that's always trying to like say something and there's moments where she goes to speak and someone will cut her off. But I love that we see that. Like she's trying to be the glue, the very, you know, polished and presentable glue. I find it quite endearing, quite adorable.
She's good.
She is. They're all amazing. Like the casting on this is next level. And if you look at the way that they integrated Caroline in, she was kind of like the red herring. Like they were placing her there. And we weren't even realizing that they were going to use her as the link to bring in Juliet. So I didn't think they got along. My memories of Ladies of London was that Caroline didn't really accept Juliet because she was the American, but now they seem to be on really good terms, joking about getting facelifts.
Yeah.
The comment of the episode has to be when Juliet Angus said something to Amanda about being on Ozempic. And and Amanda's response was, I look pretty good, like I've lost 8 kilos. And the women at the table laugh.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is what makes this show so good. Everyone is having fun and laughing and people are taking digs at each other, but they're finding the humor in it. And I think that that's also like an Australian-British thing. We get that same sense of humor. But yeah, when she said, oh, I've lost 8 kilos, I'm feeling pretty good. I burst out laughing. They burst out laughing.
Yeah.
And I feel better having watched this episode.
Yeah, it's really, really good. All the episodes are streaming now on Hayu. It's exclusive to Hayu. So it's It's really, I don't know. I don't think I can say it again, but I'm loving it.
Top tier housewives by a mile.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.